Now, he says, verse 12, for wisdom is a defense, and money's a defense. This man wants to have plenty of money, but he doesn't want to have Christ. But the excellency of knowledge is that wisdom giveth life to them that have it, and you can't buy life with money. You can go to Mayo's Clinic and extend your life 3 or 4 years. But my friend, it doesn't give real life. It doesn't give eternal life here and now and out yonder in eternity. Doesn't give it. Only wisdom can do that, and wisdom is Christ. That is the problem with this man. And again, you notice that is said. Now, verse 21, it says, also take no heed unto all words that are spoken, lest thou hear thy servant curse thee. Now, don't be disturbed by reports. There's somebody that knows you pretty well is going to say you're a crook. But don't let it bother you, because if you take the easy route, the middle of the road, you're going to find that in the long run, the community will applaud you. And they may vote you the man of the year. They may vote you the most valuable citizen that they've got. May I say, friends, this is putrid. This is puerile. This is nothing in the world but living like, well, living like a vegetable, not like a man. Oh, today, to have something vital and something that's real and not be as a few years ago. Even the atheistic novelist could write a book about Babbitt living on Main Street. What a picture. And that's a picture of a great many people today. Of course, he's a member of the church. And he'll argue religion with you any day you want to. And he'll drink with you any time you want to. And he'll go with this crowd to the burlesque show on Saturday night. He'll be at church Sunday morning, I assure you. But my friend, that is the thing that there's been rebellion against in this country, the hypocrisy of that kind of living. And many of a kid today has turned his back on that sort of thing. There are 2,000 of them out yonder on the big island of Hawaii. And I had the privilege of ministering to over 100 of those kids, and quite a few of them turned to Christ. They have tried everything. They found out that there's no satisfaction in these things, and now many of them have turned to Christ. Well, why didn't they find that in the home of people that are church members? My friend, because something is radically lacking today in the home. And a great many of these young people see the hypocrisy of it all, that church going is just about as hypocritical as anything they could do. It'd be better if they were godless atheists than to be that kind of a person, because they might be reached with the gospel if they'd never heard it before. But when they've heard it again and again, well, it's just like they become hardened to that sort of thing, as men become hardened to things in life.